Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business, including the last several interviews we've done, the last celebrations that we've had on this show in this month over the last few years, celebrating survivors, breast cancer survivors, as we commemorate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we have four ladies with us, four beautiful ladies, and I mean that with all my heart. Joan Pride, Judith Glazer, Lois Geller, Paula Lovell. Joan's a 10-year survivor. Judy is a 9-year survivor. Paula's an 8-year survivor. Lois is a 4-year survivor. And we're talking about, they're talking about their stories. And we just heard from Joan and Judith. And now Paula. Paula Lovell is a small business owner. Just like Lois is, just like Judith is. Joan is a speechwriter for the government and formerly with the Kiplinger Editors. Paula, I remember when you found out about this, because your company, your employees were being very cryptic with me about about where you were and what was going on. Well, since this wasn't my first rodeo, I kind of had an idea about what might be going on, and I didn't honor your privacy. You'll have to forgive me for that, but I wanted to find out how you were.
Well, and thank you for doing that. You know, I'm an 8-year survivor, and I feel fantastic. And I, two things. One, like Joan, I had a lumpectomy, I had chemotherapy, and I had radiation. I also had lymph nodes removed, and I decided to keep it private because for some business reasons, and I just didn't want anyone, you know, people handled it differently, and it wasn't that I was embarrassed or ashamed. It was none of that. I mean, I was bald as a cucumber and would take my wig off and run around, but I didn't want my clients to know, you know.
You were worried about your business.
I was worried about my business, and I just wanted to get on the well side. So when I finished all the treatments and my hair grew out about half of an inch, I went outside publicly. I mean, I went to work every day with a wig on and did that, except for the times when you couldn't reach me, Jim, and that was when I was probably home throwing up from the chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, 8 years later, it's going well. Sadly, my sister was diagnosed last year with the same kind of cancer. And so, but we have had the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene testing. And ironically, or very ironically, we don't have the gene mutation.
Wow.
They say it's just a fluke that two sisters out of three got breast cancer in totally unrelated gene thing.
How is your sister?
She's doing great. She just finished her radiation about 6 months ago, and she is strong, and she's doing very well and has a great prognosis, as did I. And I just one celebration I have to say. Last week, a total surprise to me, they took me off of Remedex. You know, you have to stay on cancer drugs for years and years.
Really?
I was on it for 8 years, surprised me and took me. It was like another celebration.
Wow.
Because
congratulations.
I now am no longer being treated for any form of cancer.
Congratulations, folks. Ladies, this is why you want to get screened. You've heard the ladies. This is an ordeal. This is frightening. This is something that they're having to deal with. It's not fun, but it's better. It's, you know, the alternative is not what you want. This is survival. This is about survival. And what a great story, Paula. Thank you for that. Lois Geller, another small business owner. You're a 4-year survivor. Talk to us about it.
Just moved to Florida to take care of my mom, who was ailing, and I had been down here for about a year and a half.
You moved your business.
I moved.
You literally moved your business from New York to Florida.
And my employees. And
yeah.
Everything was going along fine. I went for my annual mammogram, and at the office, right before a big meeting, I got a call from the radiation lab, the X-ray place at Mount Sinai, that I had breast cancer, and that the type of breast cancer I had was very bad. And so I'll never forget it, because I put on a happy face, went in and did my presentation, and I don't remember a word I said. and came out of it and then just fell into tears. The hard part about it was I had no support. I had moved to a strange country, practically. I didn't have any friends down here in Miami.
Your lifelong friends were back in New York, weren't they?
In New York City. And so I didn't have a soul here. I didn't know anybody in my building. I couldn't tell my mother because she was ailing, and she was she couldn't have taken that. And so I did manage to meet a friend of my a neighbor of my mom's across the hall, and I told her my story. And sadly, she was a breast cancer survivor, and this year it came back, and I lost her.
Oh, sorry.
So about a month ago was her funeral, and. And it just kind of always resonates that, you know, this is great and we celebrate that it's over. And yet, you know, I think the fear is all, in, at least with me, the fear is always there. Every time I go for a mammogram, even though I, you know, I don't want to, I go. And, you know, it's always there with my friend Francine. She had been a longtime survivor, and then it had gone into her lungs. I don't know how they knew it was breast cancer in her lungs.
Right.
But they did.
They
and,
know somehow they know these things. But you're the younger survivor. I mean, you're at 4 years. It's a lot closer to you than it is the other ladies, 8, 9, and 10. But the news is still there. I mean, the news is still good. You're a survivor. You're getting good reports.
And I feel great every day.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, she's an indomitable spirit, ladies and gentlemen, as are all these ladies, as you can tell. I
was tweeting about the breast cancer this morning, and usually I get about 10 or 15 responses to it. Funny, when I tweet about breast cancer, nobody responds.
Interesting. We have to talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason we're doing it right now. I'm very proud of Joan, Judith, Lois, and Paula. We'll be right back. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.